we could see the DNA profile of the semen from the victim. We could compare it with the suspect, complete and utter mismatch. So phone back to the police saying, look, on the face of it, the results we got here says that he's not tied into the first murder. Then it was a while later, because of very small samples, you had to wait a long time for the result. We got the result in on the second victim. And we got semen DNA profile seemed to match that of the first victim, and again didn't match the suspect. Phoned the police up. The reaction was included quite a bit of Anglo-Saxon. I mean, of course he was guilty, he confessed. And what we were saying was, well, you know, you've got a mismatch, you've got the wrong guy here. Or the technology is rubbish. And that was what really worried me. My instinct was that the police were so sure they got the right guy that there's something hideously wrong about technology. Somehow you can have a DNA profile in blood that's completely different from sperm in the same person. I couldn't figure out biologically how that could possibly arise. Nobody else could. So we did additional testing. Same result. Home Office Forensic Science Service, Peter Gill, they got our technology. They did additional testing. Same result. So after a get-together here at Leicester, where we had people from the Forensic Science Service, you know, along with the local police and myself, sort of agonised over this and came to the conclusion that the DNA results were the DNA results. They got the wrong guy. And so what did they do next?